What is going on? It is Craig Bennett, aka Cash Keg here at DFS Army, and I'm going to do another preseason video. Just finished Thursday night slate. Crushed again. Had a lot of 3 and 4 figure wins all over screenshots of DFS Army. I would have to say my favorite, though, is a new VIP member, Barnett65, came in, said, signed up 20 minutes before lock, dropped about $140 in entry fees, and turned that into $1,300. Using the notes and the projection. So awesome job, man. Anytime you can come in and win a K like that, that's freaking awesome. So again, if you want access to this, you want access to the notes and the projections and everything that we have over DFS Army, head down on the link below, click on that, sign up for DFS Army, use promo code CashKeg, save yourself 10%. You'll get all these preseason notes. I'm going to go over today the 3-game slate for Friday. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm just going to go through like I did before. I'll go position by position, just kind of build out a sample team. Now, again, things can change as we get news tomorrow, but I'm just going to kind of go things and how I feel things are going to sit right now. So, and after that, I'll start projections to load them in our optimizer and start on notes. So with that, let's just dive into this and check out what we have. But if you like these videos, you want me to keep doing them, this is the third one I've done for preseason, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, lets me know that you want me to keep doing these videos and that they help you out. And again, I hope to see you over at DFS Army in our VIP section so we can cheer each other on and win some money. So with that, let's dive right into this. All right. As you can see, I have DraftKings pulled up. You can do this for DraftKings or FanDuel. It is no different. There's no salary if you haven't played any preseason yet. It's a 3-game slate. We've kind of slowly went up with a showdown last week for the Hall of Fame game. Last night, we had the 2-gamer. And then, of course, Friday, we got a 3-gamer. And then on Saturday, there's 10-gamer. And then on Sunday, we have another showdown. So we're just going to dive in here and again and talk about each one of these teams. And again, this is my perspective on Thursday night. It's about 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right now, so things can change by tomorrow. So that's why it's important to get over DFS Army and sign up so you can get the latest notes, any kind of injury things that we see, and you know, if we find any more nuggets on, you know, coach speak or anything else. So with that, let's just dive in here to the quarterbacks and kind of see what we have in this Tennessee-Atlanta game. This is a situation on both teams here. We shouldn't see any Tannehill. He shouldn't play at all. So we should see some Matt Barkley and Woodside. Woodside has just been a guy that's just been on the practice squad. So I'm not too excited about playing any of these guys, to be honest with you. There's not many of them. Barkley, none of them really look good. I know it's going up against Atlanta here, but not super excited about the quarterbacks on this side. Over on the Atlanta side, we're not going to see any Matt Ryan. He shouldn't play at all here. Again, this is the first preseason game, so you know, we're going to see Franks and AJ McCarron. So they're probably both going to play a half, so we have to consider each one of them. I think I would lean AJ McCarron. He's sitting third on the depth chart, so he's going to get the weaker competition. So I would kind of lean him if I was going to lean somebody here. I'll throw him in this lineup, but we could change out as we go through. But that's where I would kind of lean here. Over on the Buffalo side, again, Josh Allen should not play here. So with no Josh Allen, you know, I got Mitch Trubisky. Man, so glad he's not on the Bears anymore, but he's backing up Josh Allen. So he should get, I would guess, probably with the three quarterbacks they got with Fromm and Webb. And all these guys are pretty mobile. So that's one kind of thing you like. But having three of them, I'll have to check more tomorrow to see, you know, who's going to get most of the run. I would assume Trubisky's just going to get, you know, maybe a quarter, maybe a little less than a quarter. You know, then one of Webb or Fromm will come in, play a couple quarters, and then we'll mop up duty for the other one. So we'll have to see what's going on there. But again, when we have situations where we can get quarterbacks that are going to play a half, I'm going to lean a little bit more on that. Over on the Detroit side, with that big trade with Jared Goff and Stafford basically changing teams, I don't think we're going to see Goff play either. If we do, it wouldn't be very much. And then we got Boyle and Blau. One thing about David Blau, you know, I remember watching him at Purdue quite a bit. Again, if we know Goff's not going to play tomorrow and we get Boyle and Blau playing a half, I think I would like, I think I like David here. I think I would lean him over Frank. So again, there's a couple teams here where we have just two quarterbacks, and I think that's where I would definitely look, because I think we can easily get at least two quarters out of some of these guys. And that's something why I'm wanting to look at here. So we'll switch here and put that one here. And then the last game here, we all know about Dallas. We saw Dallas. They did not look like a good team in that Hall of Fame game going up against Pittsburgh. And you know, we're not going to see Prescott here. We're not going to see him. He's probably going to play maybe the final preseason game, or maybe not at all. Then we saw Gilbert and Rush and DiNucci. Boy, all these guys suck. They're only going to, you know, split a whole thing. This is a full fade for me. I wouldn't touch any part of this. They looked horrible as it was. I don't want any part of this. And then over on the Arizona side, Kyle Murray, he probably played very similar. We saw some of the games tonight playing, you know, 1-3 series. You know, he might play, you know, maybe just shy of a quarter, I would guess, maybe half a quarter. Yeah, he's got wheels. He could tear one off. He's kind of, I would put him in the same situation on tonight, where you kind of look at, you know, where you're looking at, and I'm freaking losing my mind here. I know it's late. Need a few more adult beverages in my man, but, Jalen Hurts, you know, where he's going to start, he's going to play a few series, look pretty good a few, but if you don't get in the end zone, it's going to be kind of rough. So, you know, if you think he's going to march down the field here, which he's got a ton of weapons, but I don't know how much we're going to see Nuke or AJ Green. I'm really high on Rondell Moore, man. Another guy coming out of Purdue, like, man, that guy, get that guy in space. He is gone. So I just, guy that if you're doing MME, I would put him in there, but I don't think he's a guy I'm going to get that much run. So you got Colt McCoy and then, Strebler. I don't know if these guys are probably going to see again, McCoy will see probably the most time. So I think he's a guy that we can consider for sure. But again, we have teams that are just going to play two quarterbacks. And if I know I'm going to get at least two quarters out of a guy, I'm going to lean more of those guys. So quarterback situations, it's a little bit dicey. I'm going to have to think this through a little bit more and really look at, you know, some of this coach speak and what they're really going to do. So I'll have that up in the notes over at DFS Army for tomorrow on the guys we're going to look at. But I think I'm going to lean these teams that are just going to play two quarterbacks. If, you know, guys like Buffalo where there's three, I don't think I'm going to touch that. The running back situation, again, we'll go back over here to the Tennessee side and just kind of run our way through this again. You know, again, if we're not going to see any Tannehill, we're not going to see any Derrick Henry. You know, the King's not going to play. You know, that leaves us with, you know, Evans and Brian Hill. Not too excited about those guys. McNichols, Sargent. Sargent was an Iowa guy, I believe. I want to say he was, if he's the right Sargent I'm thinking about, the guy at Iowa. And these other two guys are just fullbacks. So, you know, if we have no Evans, we might only have, you know, four or five running backs here. We can consider one of these guys. If I did, it'd be more of McNichols or Sargent, the guys I would really look at. But again, I'll have to see where we're at and some of the depth charts on some of these other teams to see if I'm really excited about playing any of those guys. Over on the Atlanta side, Mike Davis, you know, he's going to be the starting running back, so I don't know how much we'll see of him. Carter Ellison. Again, I'm not sure how much we'll see of him. Cordell Patterson, he's been around a little bit. He used to be a Bear over here on the depth chart at number three. I think they have him probably as a wide receiver, don't they? Yeah, they get him at wide receiver. But he can play running back. So that would be an interesting situation I'll have to look at for more tomorrow. I'll have to read a little bit more on these Atlanta guys. So if Patterson is depth chart as a running back and he's going to be running the ball a little bit, we could look at him. If he's going to be a wide receiver, then I don't want it. But if we can put a guy that's going to get the ball handed off to him and he is a wide receiver but as a running back, that's something we could look at. So we'll have to pay attention to that a little bit. And then Hawkins and Huntley, those are two guys I think we could look at a little bit as well. I wouldn't really play any Foreman or Smith at all. So I think Smith didn't even practice, and Foreman's a guy they signed off the street. So my three I would look at is Hawkins, Huntley, and then again, if Cordell Patterson happens, you know, to be going to run the ball a little bit with Atlanta, he would be a guy that I would want definitely in my lineups being a wide receiver. But if he's not, he's just going to be a wide receiver. then I really have not much interest for him. So I'm going to throw in here and put Caleb Huntley in here. Remember watching him again in college football. I want to say, my God, I cannot freaking talk today. Apologize. So yeah, Huntley and Hawkins. I'm going to play Huntley here. I think he's a guy that we can really look at. And if he's going to get the ball, especially if Patterson's not, you know, he's definitely a guy we can go. Another Mac guy. If you guys watched any of the Mac, you know, how we talked about this game or last game, we talked about Buffalo and talked a little bit about Patterson. Same kind of thing. Huntley's not quite. He's a bigger back, so he's more of a kind of guy that's going to pound it in the goal line, whereas Patterson's more of a smaller guy, scat back. I was saying, Patterson, the way he looked like a more muscular Darren Sproles when I watched him today. You know, he looked a little faster, of course, playing against the guys in the MAC, but up here in the NFL, that's where he kind of reminded me of. But, yeah, I think I like Huntley here. And, again, towards the end of the game where they're just trying to burn clock, he could get a lot of run here. So he would be one guy that I would look at. Over on the Buffalo side, Singletary Moss. Moss left practice this week. I want to say it was Monday or Tuesday. So he's definitely probably not going to play. So Singletary would probably be the starting running back. I don't want a ton of that because we probably only see him a little bit, not too much, if at all. And then Matt Breida, you know, him coming over. We've seen him I remember playing him when he was with San Francisco. Antonio Williams, Jones, not too excited about here. Maybe some Matt Breida if he's trying to solidify that third running back slot. He could be a little bit interesting, but nobody I'm going to really pull in here right quick. One thing I don't like is, you know, with Trubisky and Fromm and Webb, these guys that like to run, I just always makes me a little bit leery with these running backs a little bit. So, but Breida would be the one guy I would target if I was going to target anyone from Buffalo. Over on the Detroit side, I think it's going to be a long year for Detroit, honestly. But yeah, DeAndre Swift's not going to play. Again, Jefferson, another guy that left practice early in the week. So they're going to be pretty shallow here at running back. So how much Jamal Williams will we really see? If we get some information tomorrow that he's going to see quite a bit, he would be very interesting because of the injuries that they do have. They had to sign Leak and they had to sign Reynolds. And I don't even see Reynolds here. So, but I do see a Javon Leak here. They signed him on Wednesday. So it's one of those things. Is he just sitting there just so they have enough people on the squad? That's where I would more lean. And I think I would more lean on playing more Jamal Williams and Derek Mills. I think those are the two I would look at, especially if they're this shallow. So I might throw Williams in this lineup, but it's really Williams or Mills I think I would look at. Again, it's one of those things you have to come back and we get a little more clarity in the situation and can kind of feel it out a little bit and see where we're at. But again, it feels like a pretty shallow position at running back for Detroit, and something we'll have to dig in a little bit and see who's going to get this time. But again, it's Thursday night, just kind of running through this as an initial look before I start really digging into this. Just kind of helps me out as well. Let's move to this last game where we got Dallas at Arizona. Again, we've seen the Dallas already going up against a Hall of Fame game in Pittsburgh, so we kind of know what we're going to get out of that. I don't think we're going to see a lot of Zeke. I don't think we'll see a lot of Tony Pollard. You know, one guy that we saw a ton of was old Rico Dowdle, man, and I think you got to go back there to him. He looked really good, really good. And I think he's a guy we can go right back to the well here against Arizona. Probably going to be a core play if they're going to go right back to that. And Knox and Hardy were guys that kind of got mop-up duty. Those guys you could probably do in GPPs. I would have to lean probably more Hardy. but Hardy and Knox are definitely in play. And Enrico Dowdle is probably going to be in every lineup. They're just very shallow here, and I can't see how he's not going to get a ton of run. Looked really good. You know, he's probably going to be in that third running back position. If Elliott gets hurt or something, he could move right in there at the change of pace or just together with Pollard. So a lot of interest in Rico Dowdle. I think that's going to be definitely a core play for tomorrow. They're just too shallow. And again, Hardy and Knox, it's one of those things like tonight too. You can play with on a position that's this shallow. You can play a Dowdle and Hardy, Dowdle and Knox, something like that. It doesn't matter in preseason. You're just looking for time, and they could both get, you know, 20 or 30 snaps. And, you know, you looked at it a little bit tonight when it came to Jalen Samuels and McFarland. I mean, both those guys did awesome. So you can do the same similar situation here in Dallas. And again, with how much the quarterback struggled, maybe they can just end up running the ball a little bit more. But Rico Dowdle's definitely one guy I definitely want. Over on the Arizona side and see their running back situation. You know, Chase Edmonds. James Conner is on COVID, so he's in the health and safety protocol. So he's not going to be playing. You know, we got Benjamin underneath Edmonds, so he could probably see some of that, some pretty good time. And then Jonathan Ward. I don't think we'll see a bunch of Edmonds. I wouldn't play him. And with Conner out, Ward and Benjamin would be the two I would look at. And Eno was very interesting in tournaments. I think he's a guy that could definitely do some work and a guy that I'd be interested in tournaments. I don't think in cash games. I think cash games are just still looking for these other teams that have a little bit shallower pool. But again, Ito Smith was just signed as well, and he's been in the league on and off for a while. So I think Benjamin would be the one guy I would look at as a pretty high tournament play for me at the running back position. And again, preseason, I'm definitely running three running backs. I am not running a wide receiver in the flex position like I might in tournaments in GPPs. For here, I'm going to definitely going to run running backs. All right, let's go back into wide receiver position and go back to Tennessee and see where they're sitting at in the wide receiver position. You know, there's no way they're going to play any Julio Jones or A.J. Brown if they're not playing Tannehill. There's no way. You know, Josh Reynolds, I don't think we'll see a lot of him. I think we're going to be down there in this position where you're looking at maybe a Marcus Johnson, you know, maybe a Fitzpatrick, you know, maybe a Batson, somewhere in that position. And when you get down to like the wide receiver 5 through 8, that's where I like to target the wide receivers, not the guys at the very bottom, because teams tend to go run heavy when it comes to, you know, burning out a game. But when they got their second string quarterback in that second and third quarter, that's where I think you're going to win your money. So a Batson, Johnson, you know, Chester Rogers has been around a little bit. Not super excited about the Tennessee guys at all, to be honest with you, especially who's throwing to him, Barkley and Woodside. So not super excited there. Head over to Atlanta, see what they got going on. Really engage. I can't see them playing a whole lot. Sharp, Blake. I think Blake would be interesting in this position, but they've got, you know, 10 or 11 wide receivers. I don't think no one's a must play here, but I still like this Roland, Blake, Sharp range right here. I wouldn't play in the top three. I said Cordarrelle Patterson will be very interesting because if we're going to see him get some running back duties, he would be a guy that I would throw in here. But I'm not super excited about this. You know, you got Franks and AJ McCarron throwing the ball. Like I said, maybe a Christian Blake if I had to pick one guy. I'm going to throw him in here, but I don't think it's a guy I'm going to land on. Over on the Buffalo side, again, we got Mitch Trubisky who cannot, man, he struggled to watch. And Fromm and Webb, you know, we're not going to see any Diggs. I don't see we're going to see Emmanuel Sanders at all. Shouldn't see any Beasley. McKenzie and Gabriel Davis could be interesting, but they played quite a bit of regular season snaps last year. Maurice Stevenson, remember playing him out of Houston in college football. He could be interesting. I think this is where I look, you know, Isaiah Hodgins. Kumaro used to be a Green Bay Packer. I remember Aaron Rodgers talked highly of him. He'd be an interesting piece. But that's where I would be landing on Stevenson, Kumaro, McKenzie, Gabriel Davis. Nobody that I have to have, but those are the guys I would look at. Again, they're pretty deep, so nobody that I'm super excited to play. But again, Gabriel Davis, McKenzie, you know, they did really well in the regular season when they got time. So those guys that have big play upside that I don't mind taking, and same with Stevenson, I don't mind taking a chance at those guys in tournaments. Let's head on over to the Detroit side and see what we got going on here at the wide receiver position. Now, Perriman, Williams, you know, Perriman, they're both kind of banged up in practice. I don't know why they would want to push these guys at all. You know, St. Brown, you know, coming out of USC, kind of a guy. I want to say there's a bunch of St. Browns. I want to make sure. Talking about the right guy. Pretty sure I am. Pretty sure. Yeah. USC. That's what I thought. He was a fourth round pick for them. But he was pretty good in college. So he would be a kind of guy that I would look at, one of these rookies that, you know, played an offense where you know, big play upside. You know, Cephas, he didn't practice on Wednesday, so we might not see him. They're just kind of banged up here. So maybe this is where we see, you know, Dramino Allison, ILL, you know, Fighting Illini, man. He's been around a little bit. He's kind of guy you could look at. So maybe an Allison, maybe a St. Brown. I'm going to throw St. Brown in here. You know, maybe a Khalif Raymond we can kind of look at. Chad Hansen, he's another guy that didn't practice. I don't even see him on this list. There he is. Yeah, he didn't practice on Wednesday. So that's kind of where I would lean at things. Again, in this middle of the pack, kind of, you know, Raymond, Allison, St. Brown. But I really like the rookie here. I think he would be the one guy I would look at. It's just, yeah, that's where I think we're going to sit. But again, they seem pretty beat up and pretty shallow so far. So Detroit might be a guy where we definitely get a piece of this. What's what we're going to look at over the Dallas side. Again, we've seen this team already, so we can kind of get a feel of what they're going to do. You know, we're not going to see Cooper. You know, he was been on the PUP list. He did come back to practice, but there's no way they're going to put him out there. We didn't see any Gallup or Lamb. There's no reason to put them out there with Prescott. So I don't think we're going to see any of them there. Saw some, you know, Cedric Wilson, saw some, Malik Turner, some Noah Brown. Those kind of guys that they saw. We did have Stevie Fajoko. He was definitely played quite a bit. He was on the cheat sheet on the Hall of Fame game. He's the kind of guy that we could look at a little bit here. I don't want the bottom of the barrel, these guys. I just don't want to do it. I think they're just going to run these running backs towards the end of this. But I don't mind taking a chance again at a Stevie Fajoko. I don't mind that. You know, if we want to look at a Malik Turner or Cedric Wilson, I don't mind that as well. But nobody I'm super excited about, because I don't really like these quarterbacks. They just did not look good at all. So kind of get away from that a little bit. And let's go over here to the Cardinals. And again, I don't think we're going to see any Nuke. I don't think we're going to see any AJ Green, you know, Christian Kirk. I don't think we're going to see Moore. You know, if Moore's going to play, I would have some interest in him because he has home run hitting upside. The dude's just unreal. Just love his athleticism, his speed, and everything else. So he's kind of a guy I would like. but Isabella's on COVID-19. Keyshawn Johnson, I guess, is another burner that we can kind of look at. Not a whole lot of guys that I'm super excited about. You know, JoJo Ward we got down here that's been around a little bit. But I would have to say that it might be, you know, Rondell Moore. He's the one guy that I hope that we get some more clarity if he's going to play. Because if he is, it only takes a few for that guy, and he can just take one of the house. So I'm going to throw him in this lineup. I'm not set on these wide receivers at all. I think Detroit looks a little thin. Maybe Dallas looks a little thin. And it just depends on if we get news what they're going to do in Arizona. If they're going to sit Hopkins and Green, and Kirk because he was hurt a little bit, or if they sit all four, if they sit Moore, Kirk, Green, and Hopkins, then we'd have a ton of guys that we could look at here. Then we'd have to look at a Isabella. We'd have to look at a Hefo. We'd have to look at a Gafford or a JoJo Ward or something like that. But we'll have to wait till we get some more information on that before we jump onto it. And let's head on over to tight end. We'll go back through it again one more time. Again, a lot of tight ends over here with Tennessee. Frisker, again, I don't see him playing a ton. Pinckney, just really nobody. I really don't want anyone here on the Tennessee side. So let's move on to Atlanta and see what they got going on in their depth chart. We all know the stud that they drafted. I think he's guy I'm going to look at week one because he's too cheap. And that's their stud in Kyle Pitts. You know, they're going to need another big play with Julio out of there. And Kyle Pitts is going to be that guy. That's going to help out Ridley engage. So we should see a bunch of passes. I don't see the reason for them to play him or to play him that much, but, we'll have to see if they do or not. You know, Jaden Hurst is going to back him up. He's kind of a guy that's been around for quite a bit. He's kind of a guy that I think we could look at a little bit, but I don't see the reason for them to play Pitts. You know, he's going to be the day one starter, you know, stud tight end that want to get the guy hurt. So I'm going to slide in Hurst here right now, but we'll check out these other teams and kind of just feel out if they got anything going for us. So heading on over to Buffalo, looking at them a little bit. They're fully healthy. We've seen Knox, Jacob Hollister, Sweeney. You know, there's no reason for them to play Knox and Hollister a ton. So it would be a Sweeney or a Morris or a Becker if we're going to play these guys, but nobody that I'm super excited about playing at all. I would rather take a chance, maybe on a Hurst. Heading on over to Detroit. You know, Hockenson left practice on Wednesday. So, you know, he shouldn't play. Darren Fells is his backup. You know, maybe want to look at Elise Mack, someone like that. You know, they got couple tight ends on there. Again, tight ends, one of those positions, it's just tough. We just want red zone targets. If we can just get one or two red zone targets, I'd be happy. But, you know, Elise Mack is probably the most interesting for me, but not something I'm super excited about. Heading over to Dallas. See what they got going on. Jarwin didn't play in that Hall of Fame game at all. Schultz has been hurt, so those two are out. So then it's Sprinkle, it's Eubanks, it's McKeon. Those are the kind of guys we're looking at. I guess I would look at playing maybe a Sprinkle. I guess with how bad the quarterbacks have been for Dallas in that first game, maybe they'll lean on the tight ends a little bit more. So maybe that's where we want to lean on a Sprinkle or a McKeon, somebody like that. So let's put McKeon in this one. Just, you know, if they're struggling a little bit, maybe they go to the tight end a little bit more. And then let's head on into Arizona and see what their depth chart looks like. Yeah, everybody's basically pretty healthy here. Max Williams. Daniels. And then the COVID protocol. So Travis, Bunting. I really don't like this tight end pool at all. I think I would lean right now, I would lean on the Dallas guys. I would pick one of those first glance here if I was going to pick a tight end. Like I said, Sprinkle and McKeon would be the guy I would look at. Maybe a Eubanks, but McKeon is, I think, the guy I'm going to look at. And then defense. One thing you got to remember is don't worry about playing guys against your defense when it comes to this right here. It doesn't matter. You're just looking for sacks. You're looking for turnovers. Like, it doesn't matter in preseason. It legit does not matter. So I want to kind of look at it as in, where are the horrible quarterbacks? I think you can play Buffalo defense against Detroit, you know, with those two quarterbacks that they have. I think you can easily play Arizona defense going against Dallas and how bad those three quarterbacks looked in the Hall of Fame game. So Arizona as a defense, I could definitely look at playing. You know, if you want to look at playing Atlanta, you know, with Barkley and Woodside, you know, they're really all in play. I don't have one that I'm like, yes, I really want this defense. But I kind of lean maybe a little bit on the Cardinals just because of how bad that defense was for Dallas. That's where I'd kind of lean a little bit. We've seen Trubisky love to throw interceptions, so maybe I'll look at Detroit a little bit and hope they turns the ball over and tries to do a little bit too much. That's kind of a way we can look. But I really have no lean here. I'm going to throw the Cardinals in this, but I'll have a little bit more of a lean tomorrow when we get that cheat sheet and projections done and up for that. So, again, quick kind of rundown. Where we see things, this is, again, recorded on Thursday night. So, you know, We'll have all the projections and everything up. This is better. So this is, we'll have everything up. Again, cheat sheets, everything else. If you like these videos, please hit that thumbs up for me. Subscribe to the channel. I'll keep knocking these things out and kind of going through things and where we see it. But I'm sure a lot's going to change by the time we get to notes and projections. And if you want access to those things, again, head on over to DFS Army. Join us in there. It's been a lot of fun. Our Discord channel. Cheering people on. Everybody's been winning money. And hopefully we can keep this up because we have a lot in store for the NFL regular season. Hopefully this can help pad your bankroll to win a little bit of money. So with that, I'll see you on the flip side. Deuces.